traffic simulation, agent-based modeling. The road network is important for many people. It is the means for getting from A to B. It's a critical infrastructure, but it has many risks. The risk of congestion, noise and pollution, and accidents. And it has to be optimized to minimize the risks. The problem is that the system is extremely complex, making the risks difficult to predict. We can build a new stretch of road, increasing capacity. That may lead to both an increase and decrease in accidents, congestions, noise and pollution. It's extremely hard to tell which. For example, let's take congestion. Congestion means increased travel time, and that's bad. The obvious solution is to build more roads, increase capacity. Increased capacity means more vehicles through the road, and we get less congestion. But what will actually happen in reality? Do we get less congestion, or do we get more congestion? The truth is that either could happen. Of course, normally you would expect that increased capacity will increase the throughput and reduce congestion. But there is a risk. The new road could very well redirect more traffic into an intersection or a road with low capacity, creating a new bottleneck. And such a bottleneck could manifest very far from the proposed reconstruction or change of the road, making it extremely hard. Second example, speed limit. How do you maximize road throughput? That is the number of vehicles able to pass through the stretch of road per minute or per hour. This is particularly interesting at an intersection. What is the effect of the speed limit on this throughput? If you increase the speed limit, it does mean that the individual travels faster, but throughput would normally be unaffected. You can see that if you have a road and cars on that road. Traffic regulations indicate the distance between these roads. These vehicles have to be 3 seconds. So it's not a distance in meter, it is a distance in seconds. And that means that once this car has passed a given point here, it is going to be 3 seconds before the next one crosses the point, 6 seconds for the third, and so on. So you will get one vehicle through per 3 seconds, that is 20 cars a minute. And this is quite independent of the speed limit. If you now double the speed limit, what will happen? The car travels faster, but now to maintain 3 seconds between the cars, you increase the distance in meters. So when you double the speed limit, the number of cars that can fit on the road is reduced by half. Each car is only half the time on the road, but the number of cars at any point in time is halved. So the throughput is the same. So that's really the normal situation. If the speed is very low, it breaks down, because then the minimum distance between the cars would probably be measured in meters rather than seconds. And at intersections, you get a difference. Increased speeds means that the cars have to calculate larger safety margins, and they may have to brake and accelerate varying the speed more than they otherwise would, meaning that increased speed could decrease the throughput. But the effect is not obvious. It's extremely hard to analyze. So to summarize the possible scenarios here, if you have steady traffic on a straight road, the distance between vehicles is 3 seconds, so the throughput is going to be constant independent of the speed. At an intersection, it is different. Other traffic at high speed means a difficult situation. Drivers need to reduce the speed, increase safety margins, and distance between vehicles is often increased. And when the distance between vehicles is increased, the throughput is reduced. When speed varies a lot, it's very difficult to maintain the constant 3 second distance, and that is probably going to mean that the average distance increases. You get an erratic flow, and it's likely to decrease the throughput. Likely, it's still very hard to. This is a case for simulation. When the problem is too complex for analysis, try a simulation. In the case of traffic simulation, I would propose an agent-based approach. You can see the vehicles as agents. They have a perception of the traffic ahead of them, and they have a behavior either to brake or accelerate, depending on what they perceive from the environment. The vehicle may have a strategy, varying strategy. The driver may be more or less risk-seeking. He may behave more or less randomly. That is variation which you probably want to program into the agent. The landscape is simply the road map. Straight pieces of road, intersections maybe. You may have a roundabout. And the agents are only allowed to move on the roads, on the lines that make up the roads. They can't go off-road in a normal traffic simulation. To summarize, traffic and road management raise many complex problems and many good cases for simulation. And I have a little project for you. Investigate the relationship between speed and throughput in a roundabout. You will have to use simulation, and I will suggest that you use an agent-based simulation. Good luck.